Welcome to another episode of the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what is new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and today we are continuing our series on real estate development. Today we are talking about the SWPPP. What is that, you say? That is the Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. Now you might be thinking, oh my gosh, this is going to be the most boring episode ever. But in the world of real estate developing, it's all fun and games until you lose a building permit. Well, let me tell you, the Environmental Protection Agency requires anyone undertaking a new construction project to make sure that the runoff from a construction project doesn't cause any contamination. And prior to getting a building permit, you need to submit a Stormwater Pollution Prevention Plan. This is a document that it's not, in fact, it's more than a document. It is a plan that you actually have to go implement to make sure that when it rains and you have stormwater present on your property and it's interacting with building materials, maybe building chemicals, maybe cement, various other things, paint, things that can run off onto the soil and run off into an aquifer or a stream, it's very important that you don't actually cause an environmental issue as a result of the construction. A second and extremely important element of the SWPPP is erosion and sediment control. This is where you want to make sure that perhaps some of the topsoil, any other sedimentary layer that's on top of the property doesn't simply wash away in a heavy rain. And you want to make sure that no contaminants enter the stormwater runoff that might be part of a freshwater aquifer. Now, depending where you're located, you may have state-level controls or you may have federal EPA-level controls that you have to worry about. And while the standards may be slightly different from one to the next, they are relatively similar, but obviously you've got to pay attention to the one that is prevailing at the time for your specific jurisdiction. Now, within your SWPPP, the two primary things you're worried about are erosion control and sediment control. Of the two, erosion control is certainly the simpler, the most straightforward, and the least expensive to be concerned with. The types of measures you can use to control erosion are things like mulch or blankets or something as simple as vegetative cover. Sometimes techniques like sandbagging are used to prevent erosion, perhaps at the low point in a property. One of the simplest methods you can use to protect the property is nothing more than simple signage, so that construction workers know to protect certain trees, to protect certain vegetation. And one of the things you're going to definitely want to do is if you have a rich topography on your property, you're going to want to make sure that you have a topographic survey so you have a clear vision of where the slopes are that are potentials for high erosion. The types of areas that can be hugely problematic are ones where you may have recently excavated, you may have recently cleared, or in fact structures that may have been recently demolished. Now, some of the principal pollutants that you might be concerned about are things like nutrients, maybe heavy metals, pesticides, oil and grease, various other trash and debris that might come directly from demolition or just because the construction workers on site are not the tidiest of individuals. Now, in addition to sediment control and erosion control, you also want to make sure that you don't have any endangered plant or animal species that might be affected on your property, or in fact in your immediate area. Now, you may not have heard of the SWPPP before today's podcast, and if you didn't, well, that's okay, but it's something, it is the law, it's something you're going to need to keep in mind as you are planning and executing your development projects. And as you're thinking about the other things that you may need for your development projects, go out, have a spectacular day, make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.